Starting off part three is Faded Phantom.
All right, everyone, let's tidy things up. Come, my little friends, as we all sing a happy little working song. Merry little voices, clear and strong. Come and roll your sleeves up, so to speak, and pitch in. Cleaning crud up in the kitchen as we sing along. Trill a cheery tune in the tub as we scrub a stubborn mildew stain. Pluck a hairball from the shower drain to the gay refrain of a happy working song. We'll keep singing without fail, otherwise we'd spoil it. Hosing down the garbage pail and scrubbing up the toilet. Ooh, how we all enjoy letting loose with a little la-da-dum-dum-dum. While we're emptying the vacuum, it's such fun to hum a happy working song. A happy working song. Oh, how strange a place to be, till Edward comes for me. My heart is sighing. Still, as long as I am here, I guess a new experience could be worth trying. Hey! Keep drying! You can do a lot when you've got such a happy working tune to hum. While you're sponging up the soapy scum, we adore each filthy chore that we determine. So friends, even though you're vermin, we're a happy working throng. Singing as we fetch the detergent box for the smelly shirts and the stinky socks. Sing along. If you cannot sing, then hum along as we're finishing our happy working song. Wasn't this fun?
Back-to-back Enchanteds. I didn't even realize that until I hit the thing. I was like, oh, back-to-back Enchanteds. Oh. Both of Giselle's songs. I really don't have a lot of notes on this. The sweetness was there on this one. There was a bit more sweetness. Your mic balance is much better than it's been in past weeks between the mic and the music. Because now it just sounds like an echo, which I knew your mic had in the first place. So we're kind of back to where you were in the beginning again. So that's good, because the for once, the music did not drown you out or sound completely detached from you. The music could have been a little louder, I think, just slightly, like at one step up or something like that. Because at times you seem to overpower it. But better you overpower the music than the music overpower you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was pretty good. I really don't have a lot to say because, yeah, you definitely improved with the mic note that we've given you in the past, and the sweetness was there. Could have had maybe a hint more energy, but overall I thought this was pretty good. Jeffers?
Yeah, like I said in Mary Feather's critique, I made a list of songs I wanted people to sing, and yeah, good job, Faded. You picked the song I wanted you to sing.
You were the other one was talking about.
Yeah, kudos. Yeah, okay. This, I thought, yeah, you definitely had the sparkle Giselle needs for this type of song. I thought you had good vibrato control, Faded. I liked how you, like, started the note straight on, and then you faded off into the vibrato at the end of the phrase. And I like that more than, like, over the top, whoa, 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 all over the place, you know? And I thought you had good pitch control, and, like, it sounded a lot more on pitch than some other songs you've done in the past. So, good job on that. At times, I thought, mainly towards the beginning, I thought at times you were a little too nasally and a little too squealy for Giselle, because she's like a cutesy princess, but like she's more like of a airy, lighthearted, I don't want to say ditzy because that sounds bad, but like she's not,
basically.
Yeah, it sounded a little too, I keep saying this, a little too cheerleady.
Maybe a cheerleader in high school, Faded.
Like it gave good energy. But, like, just tone down the squealing a little bit in the song, and it would have been awesome and perfect for me. But still, good job. I like this a lot. Zoe?
Faded finally gets to sing her Enchanted. She's been wanting to sing Enchanted for a long time on the show. I have to agree, the backtrack could have been a little louder because I couldn't hear the background pigeon chorus singer people. I don't know what to call them. What?
In her email, she says, I hate pigeons. I have no idea why you want to know that, but now you do.
Fact about Faded, she hates pigeons.
There was like a few parts where it made gone a little pitchy. It may have gone, but your energy and emotion made up for it. I mean, your performance here was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I don't have that many notes. I originally had another note, but then I'm like, nah. So, yeah.
Good job.
Yay.
Done?
Good job. Done. Yes, done.
Miss Aria, take it away.
It started out as a feeling, which then grew into a hope, which then turned into a quiet thought, which then turned into a quiet word, and then that word grew louder and louder, till it was a battle cry. I'll come back when you call me, no need to say goodbye. Just because everything's changing doesn't mean it's never been this way before. All you can do is try to know
And that was Aria with The Calling Song from
it's called The Call, and The Call, just The Call, not The Calling, The Call, and it's from Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian. It plays during the end.
I like to think of Aria, like, calling out to us, singing with her voice. La, I love Disney, pick me, I don't know where I'm going. Aria... very obscure choice, and I like that. I'm so happy with the song choices tonight. I'm not particularly familiar with the song. I've only seen Prince Caspian a few times, but I didn't have a lot of notes down, which in this case is probably a good thing. You sounded very mature on this song, especially on the lower parts. You sounded very womanly, and I thought it really matched the song, the style of it. I'm not sure what the original sounds like, but I thought you did a good job on it. Really like that long held out note on goodbye at 128. It was like nice fade out, good vibrato and everything. It was just very nicely done. As a whole, I like this a lot, Aria. I don't have a lot to say, so Zell, think fast.
Wait, what? What?
He's throwing a ball at you. Go!
And the ball just whacks Zell in the face.
Okay. I'm surprised there's a backtracking for this, because, like Jefferson says, it's a pretty obscure choice. I heard a lot of clicks in this. Did any of y'all hear that, or was it just me?
I did. I heard something. I don't think it was clicks. I think it was like the sound your mouth makes when you like re-wet your lips.
Okay. I heard that a few times, but
yeah, I heard those a few times.
I heard that. I didn't hear clicks, but I heard that.
Okay.
I'm so deaf. I don't pick up on those things.
Personally, I wasn't a big fan of the song. I mean, the song, just the song. But I loved your voice in it. Wasn't big on the song, but I liked the voice. Does that make sense?
Yeah, to me it does.
Yeah.
It okay. Because I like your low range. So I don't have that much. Ambi.
Yeah, I do have to agree with Zell. I liked your voice on this, but I think it was a very blah song to pick. I don't know. There just really wasn't a lot in the song itself. It was very pretty. It was a very vanilla song.
It's like, I mean, it's good
vanilla
for your
ice.
Ice, baby, no. I liked the style of it, but it just was a bit too...
linear?
Meek. I loved your style on this, and there were parts of it where I was like, oh my god, I wish this song had some more oomph to it, because I really like the style choice here with it, and Aria is doing really good with the style choice, but the song isn't supporting how good she is at this style. Like, the song was holding you back. Like, I think if you had chose something in the same style, but a different song, it would have been better, but the song choice here was holding you back. Because you were good on it, but the song itself was not a good song.
It really shined her technique very well, but, like, the performance suffered a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, I mean, it wasn't bad. It was not, but it was another instance of,
song choice.
Song choice.
But still good.
Still good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Done. And it's that special time for results. Dun, dun, dun.
Beady.
Bong.
It was an interesting night. It was fun.
Yeah, I was surprised.
It was an interesting night. I will agree with that.
Yeah.
In the past weeks, we've generally come to a general agreement on who we thought did the best and won each round, per se. But this week, we were kind of split up, and we didn't have a clear winner in mind. Mm-hmm. So for this week, we're just going to kind of save people.
Yeah, we're not really declaring a winner. We all had our own personal preferences as to who we thought was the best. So we just said, you know what? Mm-hmm. You're all good. Let's just not declare a winner. So you're all winners in our book, except for the loser.
The poor.
No, they're all winners. This is top 8. This is amazing. So anyway, so my first pick is going to be Faded Phantom. You are safe.
Okay. My save is going to be Aria.
Aria,
you are safe.
Sorry, I cut you off there. But you're still safe, so that's good. My save is going to be the Hawaiian tourist, JC.
Oh, God.
You made me laugh. Aloha.
Oi. Okay. So, I'm going to save Russ. This is exciting. I saved Russ, like, 3 times in a row now. But yeah, Russ, you're safe.
You're Russ's biggest fan now, Jeffers.
I'll save Princess Clary.
Oh no, which means...
Save Princess Clary.
I can't believe this comes to me that I'm left here with my 2 Dak Packers, Omi and Mary Feather the Bomb too, and they're both my Dak Clary. Packers. Oh my god. I
forgot about that.
This is horrible. Oh my god, so...
Oh, Abby.
I guess I'm the best person to rip the Band-Aid off for these two.
Do it.
Rip the Band-Aid? Oh, God.
I have
rubbing alcohol.
You've ripped it off a lot. So I guess it's my turn. So we're down to Omi and Mary Feather. And, I mean, you guys both had your pluses and minuses for tonight. So we decided that the person going home tonight is going to be Traviana, because she didn't submit. Surprise!
So Traviata didn't submit, so she is DQ'd. So that means we decided that we're saving you both.
Yeah, we purposely didn't mention anything about Traviata not being present in the songs tonight because we knew it would throw you all off. Because you're probably all sitting to listen right now up until this point going, wait, why are they eliminating someone? Oh, they haven't even mentioned Traviata. What's going on? Oh, but just evil like that. So
yeah.
We thought it over, and when we realized that Traviata hadn't submitted, we had talked about possibly getting rid of someone still and kind of changing up the next couple of rounds. But in the end, no one was really that bad tonight that is like, oh, this person has to go home, even though Traviata didn't submit. So we're letting you guys through. You both are awesome enough to go through. My Dak Packers, you're safe. I love you both.
In a weird way, we were evil for not announcing this earlier.
Yeah.
But we're still nice and good and angelic for keeping you both. So, yeah.
We just made you sweat.
For Sour Patches. Yeah, sour and sweet.
So, unfortunately, Traviata is DQ'd this week. We wish we had known earlier.
Cause, so we could bring back
cookies. Yes, we could have brought back cookies, but we really didn't know because she usually submitted late on Fridays anyways. So, by the time we realized she wasn't submitting, it was already like 12:30. So, we really couldn't tell Cookies to record at 12:30 at night. So... I know there are some people crying right now because I knew they loved you, Traviata. I being one of them, this is really sad for me.
You were awesome when you were on. So we thank you for being on our show. It was awesome having you. Next theme next week?
Yeah.
Which is personally one of the most interesting themes, in my opinion.
But it's also, I think, going to be one of the hardest themes.
It's a hard theme.
Yeah.
So
it's not gonna be like card like the last two, but it's gonna be its own special heart.
Yeah, it's not.
It's different.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Yeah.
So I guess I can announce it. I guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the theme for next week and main challenge round 8, I believe, is going to be sequels, prequels, and direct to DVD movies.
Woo!
Yay!
Very happy.
Giant
very
question
happy.
Mark appears over some people's heads.
Yeah. First and foremost, and I want to say this before we say anything else, we do realize that most of what you are going to be singing to us, it's hard to find karaoke for. So we are totally, absolutely looking the other way on vocal cuts this next round. We are just...
Yeah, we're going to be a bit...
We're going to be very leaning on vocal cut background tracks this next week. So it's okay to get your stuff off of YouTube.
And I'm also offering a vocal cut service if you need. Mm-hmm. But please tell me very early. I don't want any Thursday night things. But yeah, you can use it at your own risk. But yeah, just okay.
Yeah, he has a pretty good vocal cutting program. They don't always come out the best, but he can get you some good ones. So, I mean, if you have something that you're interested in, contact him early. Might not be the best, and we can't guarantee that it's going to be the best, but it'll be better than trying to do it in Audacity, because Audacity is
very good. I can hopefully guarantee you at least better than Audacity quality. Yeah. Okay, so any movies that are applicable to this theme are all direct-to-DVD sequel movies, and these are including, but not limited to, stuff like Lion King 2, 1.5, mm-hmm. which was a Bambi 2, Lady and the Tramp 2.
Fox and the Hound.
Basically, it has a 2 or a 3 after it.
Or a 4 if there's one.
Or half.
Or a half, yeah. Or a 0, like the prequels. Like Ariel's Beginning has a couple of songs in it. Mm-hmm. Even like the Pixar movies, like Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, that counts mm-hmm. in there.
So that's the sequels and prequels. We're also counting direct-to-DVDs.
Yeah.
So these are also including, but not limited to, stuff like the Tinkerbell series, mm-hmm. the movie series. I forgot to mention, but for this theme, you may sing any song that's featured on the soundtrack of one of these movies.
Yeah, so that really opens a lot, because the Tinkerbell movies have really mm-hmm. large soundtracks to them, with stuff like that, yeah.
We're also counting Camp Rock 2. And High School Musical 2 and 3 because they were sequels. And although High School Musical 2 was theatrical, it was
a
based
sequel.
On a sequel.
Yeah.
So we're counting that. We're also counting some other DCON movies, which Andy will go into.
Yeah, like certain things, like if it was a DCON movie such as Xenon does not count because it was the first one, but the two Xenon sequels count. So I'd love to hear some Protozoa. If someone can whip some Protozoa out of their buttocks region, that'd be amazing.
Even though the first movie had the best Protozoa song.
I know, but even the second two had some pretty good Protozoa songs. And there was that girl singer in the third one that sang some stuff.
Luna?
Too. Yeah, Luna, whatever the heck her name was. She was decent. She was no Protozoa, but she was still good. Cheetah Girls 1 does not count because it was the original, but Cheetah Girls 2 and 3 count type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to count if it was a TV series that they made into a movie. We're counting that as a sequel to the TV series. So like the Kim Possible movies or
Proud the, Family.
The Proud Family movie, the Even Stevens movie, stuff like that. And
did y'all mention Princess series or no?
No, you can talk about Princess series.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as you know, the Princess franchise has a bunch of DVDs with clips and all that. And then there's also the original Princess collection from The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Belle's, what is it
the
called again?
Crazy yeah. Belle live action story time with the puppet talking book and the cat thing.
Yeah.
There were songs in it, though. There were songs.
There were songs.
All right.
Yeah, those are included as well. Mm-hmm. We mentioned Brave Little Toaster, right?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Did we decide on that one if that counted? The sequels to Brave Little Toaster count. But original Brave Little Toaster doesn't count. And yes, there were sequels to Brave Little Toaster. I did not know this. Did you know?
I did. I saw
that. Did you know that the Brave Little Toaster goes to Mars, apparently? I did not know that.
That's the one where they get the little angel and it's Christmas time with the baby. It's the one with the baby. Where the two kids, the kid who had all the things originally in the first movie, he ends up marrying his best friend. And they end up having a kid, and that's in the second one.
So all I'm hearing is blah, blah, blah. I was a really horrible direct-to-DVD sequel, like most of these things on this list are blah, blah, blah.
So, yeah. Okay, we learn something every day, people. So,
I can't believe I haven't seen it. It used to be on Disney Channel a lot, at least the second sequel. I'm not sure about the third one.
Okay, so your song for this theme is going to be due on November 5th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
November?
Yes.
November 5th. So, yeah, I think that wraps up everything.
Yeah.
I believe.
If there's something that we haven't mentioned that you're kind of like, oh, I think I can use this, but I'm not 100% sure, come to us about it. Because there are other things that do count here. We aren't listing every single thing because that would be a very long, long list.
Episode.
Yeah. We'd be here forever doing that. So just, if you have questions about something, come to us, please. Thank you.
This episode, as it is probably long. So, I think we're done.
Yeah.
Are we all done?
Done. I think we're done. All
right. Okay.
Have a good week,
night,
everybody.
Y'all.
Enjoy your
Happy Halloween.
All the people that listen right now are about to go play the game. Have fun. Good luck.
Trick or treat.
Woo!
This is Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween.
Halloween.